A lot of people have been talking about sustainability for many, many years now, but let's just take a second to think about what sustainability actually means. Pretty much everything we consume, build, use starts with a hole in the ground. And slowly but surely, we are consuming the planet's natural resources. Not only are we consuming the Earth's natural resources, but we're also damaging the environment by the production of carbon. The more carbon we put into the atmosphere, the worse the environments get. And we're seeing the impact of that in terms of the very dramatic changes in weather that, 99% of people attribute to deterioration of the environment. I know there are a few people out there who are convinced it's nothing to do with human activity, but certainly most of the experts agree it's human activity that is having a damaging effect on the environment, which one manifestation of which is these dramatic climate changes we're seeing. Look at the fires in Australia. Look at the recent fires in California. Here in the UK, we've seen some really dramatic flooding, and we have to take action. We're all familiar with Greta Thunberg, the Swedish activist. And I always remember a quote she made, which is, we should act as if our house is on fire, because it is.
Welcome to NextN. I'm your host for the brand new show. That's called NextN. My name is Hofresh, and I'm a data center professional in addition to a software engineer. My show is about next insights, next inputs, and the next innovations. In here, I'm currently delving into the working ways of some of the most successful personalities across the world. Interestingly, today I happen to have with me the two of my dearest colleagues and the most profound personalities, Simon Allen and Naren Sen. It feels so great to be a part of Infrastructure Masons and to be able to focus on some necessary initiatives in order to give back to the community. Thanks to DragBank's founder and CEO, Mr. Naren Sen, to have thought about engaging in a way to have one of the IIM's local chapters in India. Mr. Sen proves to be the man of business spirit and believes in establishing a culture wherein he's open to all the kinds of initiatives to help the data center industry grow. One such is Infrastructure Masons. So, my guest today, Simon, is based out of London and have founded the UK Data Center Trust Group, UK DCIG, in 2011, which was set up to share experiences amongst data center operators and design and build consultants to explore innovative technologies. At Infrastructure Masons, being the executive director, he handles design and execution of strategic plans with a focus on member and partner support. He's been instrumental in expanding the global coverage and helped establish IIM as the professional association for the industry. I virtually met Simon a month ago when I joined the IIM's India chapter leadership, and since then we've been working on a very interesting upcoming workshop. It talks about the industry action plan on the vision of sustainability. On that note, let's head to Simon and Mr. Sen. Simon, Mr. Sen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Hofresh. Thank you for the warm welcome, and thank you for inviting me onto the NextN podcast.
Oh, it's absolute pleasure to host you guys. And I was talking a bit about the Infrastructure Masons and how it works. Simon, I definitely want you to add up a few points to make it clearer.
Hello, my name is Simon Allen. I'm one of two executive directors from the Infrastructure Masons. Maybe I can start just by explaining a little bit about who the Infrastructure Masons are. We're a global non-profit professional association of people that work in digital infrastructure. We are led by an advisory council of people that run and operate some of the biggest digital infrastructures in the world. People who represent over $150 billion of infrastructure projects in over 130 countries. We have our mission is to provide a platform for people that work in digital infrastructure to connect, help each other grow, and give back. The unique thing about the Infrastructure Masons is that whenever we meet, We leave our companies at the door so we can focus on tackling the big issues that face the industry and the planet as digital infrastructure continues to grow at breakneck speed.
You know, I was tripping over the Infrastructure Mason's website last week, and it took me a while to get a know-how of the initiatives taken by IM to educate people about sustainability and the innovations that can help us grow into that culture. Could you please elaborate it?
Our four strategic priorities are around increasing awareness, certainly amongst young people. A lot of young people these days, they don't really have an insight into how digital infrastructure or the internet works. They have the mobile phone, they're aware of something called the cloud, but they don't really have any visibility of the technology stack that supports the internet of everything. And we think by increasing awareness, certainly with young people, we might attract more people into our industry, because talent is one of the biggest challenges facing the industry globally. We do a lot of work on education. We raise money for scholarships. Half our scholarships go to women, and we're giving scholarships to young people all over the world, including India, to study courses that could lead to a career in digital infrastructure. And of course, sustainability is the fourth priority, and I expect we'll be talking a little bit more about sustainability in a second, as we have this workshop next week. We're 4 years old. It was founded in 2016 by a gentleman called Dean Nelson, who's probably still better known for running computer Uber, and before then eBay. We have about 3,500 people active in iMasons globally. That's including all our LinkedIn groups and so forth, and our India LinkedIn group. About two-thirds of the people are based in the US, and we're scaling out and growing globally with local chapters. And we have a local chapter in India, and our anchor partner for the Indian chapter is Rack Bank.
Of course, and hence the leader for the Infrastructure Masons India chapter is Mr. Narain Sen.
Hello, Hoofresh.
Hey, Simon. Yeah. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you very well.
Thank you for introduction. And we are excited. Like, I was chasing Dean and Infrastructure Mission team to come to India, because I believe that to solve bigger problems, we should be united and together. All the customers, vendors, partners in this infrastructure platform really help in all the streams: education, digital divide, sustainability, and the other issues you are trying to resolve through education awareness, because talent is the biggest gap in this industry. So, and India has everything. Like, you'll get billions of people around that, and talent, the majority, 70% population is under 30, age of under 30. Wow. So,
yeah. Presently, India has the largest share of youth population in the world and will continue to hold so for the next 20 years. So this provides the country with a great opportunity to reap this demographic dividend for making rapid economic growth.
So India can contribute a lot. And the sustainability side, India is the only country where we have achieved the 30-40% cost reduction. So I will talk in later about the what are the India has overcome, as we are far behind from the developed countries, but still we have technology people. So across the globe, any data center, you will find one Indian inside the data center hall.
Yeah, it's interesting. One of my friends is a young Indian guy, and he actually won the Engineer of the Year award, the Data Center Awards. Was it last year or 2018, possibly? But yeah, he's an Indian chap. He won the UK prize for Engineer of the Year. Anurag Surendra is his name. Oh, okay. Sorry. Anurag Saxena is his name.
Anurag Saxena.
Anurag Saxena. Okay, great.
But the thing that... Oh, sorry, Shreya, carry on.
First of all, congrats to your friend. And yes, India has a great talent that's to be recognized to its fullest.
And it's an industry that's growing. I think the Indian data center market is currently worth about $1 billion. And it's expected to grow 50% to $1.5 billion by 2022. It's one of the fastest growing data center markets in the world. It's growing twice as quickly as the global average. Currently, just to put some numbers on that, The energy consumed by data centers now is about 400 megawatts, and that will increase to 1,075 megawatts by 2025. So in the next 5 years, there's an investment opportunity of $4.9 billion. We've seen evidence of that just this month. Equinix, it's one of the biggest data center players in the world, has just spent $160 million buying two data centers in Mumbai. So we're seeing staggering growth in India. Very, very exciting times. And as you say, sustainability is going to be a key issue, because that growth, not just in India, but the growth we're experiencing in digital infrastructure across the globe, has got to be sustainable. We can't be the next cigarette industry. It's a real issue that the industry needs to tackle head on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. In fact, so there have been a lot of news about Microsoft to be carbon negative by 2030. It joins the corporate race to zero carbon. Even the newest in the lines comes Apple. What is it that makes all these tech giants take such a pledge?
You know, interestingly, we had an end user summit last October in San Jose, and all of the giants were there, the hyperscale giants, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, some of the big tech giants like Apple, LinkedIn, SAP. And we did an anonymous survey of what people thought the growth is going to be in the next 10 years globally. Now, the hyperscale guys have always been quite bad at predicting or forecasting growth. So that's why we asked for this survey to be anonymous. They just wrote a number on the back of a piece of paper. We collected all the pieces of paper, and the average growth was X39. So the average growth that people really genuinely believe the industry is going to see is 39X. So if you can imagine all the digital infrastructure on the planet now, all the cabling, all the data centers, all the servers, that times 39 in the next 10 years. And that was predicted last October. In November, we had a global member summit in London, and our leadership made a commitment that we are determined that this growth is going to be sustainable. So our leaders met in March this year, on March the 5th, and they were tasked with coming up with a vision and a strategy to ensure this growth is sustainable. And the vision is that every click improves a future where digital infrastructure contributes to the global economy without harming the planet. Now, there's a lot of meaning packed into those small number of words. We have five initiatives to deliver the vision. One is about uniting the industry. So we're all pulling in the same direction, making renewable energy available everywhere, defining what a sustainable data center framework actually looks like, the power of RFP. We need to change the way that RFP is written and projects are delivered to make sure sustainability is one of the key factors, not just price and reliability. And the fifth is innovation. We need to see some radical innovation if we're going to achieve carbon neutrality by 2030. And of course, you've been very active in our vision and strategy, Narendra. We had three big summits, one in Americas, one APAC, and one EMEA, and you were a panelist on the APAC summit. And these were very well attended by hundreds of people in those regions. And we had a lot of feedback on the strategy. And now we're arranging regional or local chapter workshops just to leverage the brain power of all our iMason members all over the world. And of course, we have our Indian chapter sustainability workshop next Thursday, September the 3rd. And really looking forward to that.
Yeah, so we're going to cover a lot of what Simon has mentioned here, and it's going to be beneficial for each one of us who's associated with the data center industry. Solar, wind, and hydro guys too. So it's going to be very worth for all people who attended, and we definitely welcome you all. Well, talking about that, I've got something on my mind, and that is, how will the vision of sustainability align with the digital infrastructure in India?
I think it's very much needed in India, and India can lead in the sustainability and set the example for the world, because infrastructure nations can give this inputs to government of India to strengthen the policy and align with the data center industry. One side, we are bringing a huge investment towards India for the data center side. Another side, generating employment. And on top of it, the sustainability side, we also investing in the clean energy. So our Prime Minister signed Paris Agreement. After that, India's growth on the solar is humongous. Like currently we have 50 gigawatt of clean energy in India, and our target is 175 gigawatt. That's a government target. And because of this, government has come up with a lot of policy framework change, which is a relaxation on the taxes, and you can invest in solar. So solar is now commoditized. All the investors jump into the India market, all the sovereignty funds, and they are deploying money like anything. Billions of dollars are invested already in India on the solar and hydro and wind. So that also help our industry as a data center industry to achieve our 100% sustainability. And because of this policy framework change, now the power cost is 30% cheaper than the grid price in India. So you don't need to burn coal. Clean energy through clean energy, 100% clean energy, we can run our data centers without paying any premium cost. You know, I think that is the model India has adopted, the government has adopted, and all emerging market and developed markets should adopt that, what I believe.
So it's clearly key to have government support in driving this kind of radical change.
Yes, yes. And second, it should be adopted by the industry as well. As an operator, we should have a dedicated team for the sustainability, because it's aligning, and we can do that because we are going to like consume. We means all data center operator of the world are going to consume like 10% of the overall world's energy, because we cannot stop technology growth, because technology is helping changing the lifestyle, helping us to be more fit and active in all the segment. Technology is must, but we cannot stop technology, but we can adopt this to save Mother Earth and adopt this sustainable thing. So I think innovation is a great thing. Innovation is, one is a storage, energy storage can be one thing we should talk about. And the innovation, we should promote the $1 billion fund which Microsoft has announced for this innovation. We should promote it in India in all the research institutes, which is like we have a great talent in India. We can push it through government of India, aligning, partnering with them. There's a Startup India where the 100,000 startup is already enrolled with the government of India. And lot of governments are coming to India and giving the challenges to all the startups. Okay, I need to solve the problem X, and all the startups apply and they got some grant on top of it. So it's a win-win situation. So, all the problem solvers, innovators, they put together in one platform. And same, iMissions is doing the same, putting everything together, solving the big problem.
Yep, and uniting people.
And the best part is all the hyperscalers are aligned with this vision of sustainability, and iMissions, every click improves the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Like now we have seen that all the hyperscalers has clearly mentioned that they need 100% clean energy. They try to go for 100, and India is the place where you can get 100% because the ecosystem is ready. And and not only on the solar energy side, we also have to look at the design side. Should we use cement versus a steel? The selection of the concrete even more sustainable, less carbon emissions. So think on that direction. We have to reduce our travel, and data center industry can do that. And technology industry can do that and come forward and set the example for other industry, and they will also adopt the same. It is not only for data center. Data center is our industry. We are doing it. But we should set a benchmark for others who can also come and jump into that.
Yeah, we had a workshop in Singapore 2 weeks ago, and there's a professor from the National University of Singapore in the workshop. And he said of all the industries, automotive is probably the most advanced in terms of delivering sustainability. But the second industry is digital infrastructure. So you're right, Narendra, we are ahead of other industries, and we can set an example. We've talked about innovation. Microsoft announced the $1 billion innovation fund. So they're committed to help develop good ideas that can make a difference. We'll be talking more about that in our India chapter workshop next week. And we'll also be talking about an innovation competition. In January 2021, we'll be launching an innovation competition to high schools and universities across India and SMEs. And we're very excited about that. It's going to be a six-month program. The results of the competition will be, all the various projects and initiatives will be processed, and the judging panel will identify the top five, and they'll be announced probably around June next year, hopefully to coincide with Monaco. I don't know, you're a fan of Monaco, Narendra. I think that's where we first met.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Monaco. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a, for those not familiar, there's a big event every year in Monaco brought by Broad Group, or Euromoney as it's called now. And it's a great event. A lot of the leaders from EMEA and the US gather there, and it's a very productive meeting. So we're hoping to be announcing the top five candidates for the innovation competition then. So that's something to look forward to. But we'll be discussing more about how this innovation competition will work during our workshop. So if anybody's interested in joining the workshop, please either contact myself or Shreya, and we can send you information about how to participate. So if you'd like to learn more about the iMasons, specifically the iMasons India chapter, please join us at the workshop on the 3rd of September at 2 o'clock IST. It's 90 minutes. You'll be pleased to know there's very, very little PowerPoint, but lots of lively interaction. So looking forward to getting your views then.
Thanks for both of you for being on the show. And it was great chatting with you and to be able to talk about the insights on the current trend. And yes, looking forward to hold the workshop and talk in depth about it there. Thanks.
Once again, very much looking forward to the India chapter workshop next Thursday. We'll be covering the five initiatives that will deliver the sustainability vision. We'll be talking about how we must unify the industry on sustainability vision and actions. We'll be talking about how we can make renewable energy available everywhere. We'll be discussing how to define a sustainable data center framework, how we can drive sustainability through procurement, and how we can achieve radical efficiency through innovation. Now, the feedback and input from the Indian chapter members is very important. We need to leverage the brain power of members around the world. This is your chance to make a difference. So please join us at the workshop next Thursday. This is important, and it's your opportunity to help. Following the workshop, all the input from all the chapters will be processed by the iMasons Sustainability Committee, and we will evolve the existing strategy, which we'll share with you at the workshop, into an industry global action plan for the whole industry to pull together in the same direction that will deliver the vision, every click improves the future. Everybody that attends the workshop will be acknowledged in the action plan. Their name will be printed on the acknowledgement page, and everybody who attends the workshop will also get a preview of the action plan before it's shared publicly. So once again, we're all looking forward very much to seeing you at the workshop on Thursday, and I'm sure you'll find it very interesting and very worthwhile. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Awesome.
Guys, this was it for today's podcast, and do register for the workshop. Subscribe now in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.